our favorite time of the week.
High school sweethearts turned married couple with two kids.
Join us for a conversation on life, parenting, marriage, and more.
Welcome to Close Enough.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Welcome back to Close Enough. And when I say welcome back, like really welcome back.
It's been a minute.
Like a month.
It's so busy.
Our intentions are always great, but the follow through, who's to say?
We try-ish.
So much to talk about, too. I feel like we've missed out. We didn't get to celebrate your birthday on the podcast.
Nope. Still waiting for a cake.
Abby turned 24. You never said you wanted a cake. Like,
I just feel like there was talk of cake.
3 weeks later, Abby's like, you know, I never did get a cake. I was like, my apologies.
Just saying. There was talk of cake. I feel like it was mentioned.
Before we get into the hard-hitting topics, if you enjoy the sounds of our voices, give this a share. Tell somebody you like us. Tell them we're fun to listen to so you can make fun of us. Whatever it is.
Whatever.
Whatever floats your boat.
We'll take spiteful listening.
Whatever tickles your fancy. We've been all over. Done so many things.
So many activities.
First of all, happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Abby turned 24.
Backwards, but cool. I am 42, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So here's what's confusing about March. Abby always forgets her exact age, like her real age. And then there's this little thing called daylight savings time where she doesn't know what time it is for it until the 4th of July.
I know the time. I'm much better now. I just have to make it a point to tell everybody that it really would be another time for like a week. Man, and that week kicked my butt because...
Hold on, let's set it up a little bit.
Sorry.
What we did going into that week.
Chit-chat. I didn't know we were going to have a script.
We don't have a script, but just don't go in raw. You got to spit on a little bit. I love when I catch her off guard.
Oh, you're an idiot.
So, the week of Abby's birthday, actually on Abby's birthday, Char did her state mock trial. She did pretty good. We bought a new car.
Oh, my God. Stop. Cars. It was necessary. Like, it was not absolutely 1,000%, like, my car was completely not working, that kind of deal. It's just, at this point, I mean, if you've ever seen us, like, we are all, like, 6 foot tall. Right, and Charlie's...
Even Harlan.
Yeah, Harlan especially. But we're just like tall people, and I have just a little four-door Impala, like before they made it the bigger body style.
I don't know. Have we ever, as all four of us, driven in that car?
Yeah, it's miserable. Nobody has any room for anything. Like, so a couple times, like I've had to carpool, and it's better if I like take Gary's car just because kids have leg room and stuff. So it was just getting time for us to need space, but like we could tolerate it a little bit longer. And then my car just started like needing little things, and it's paid off. And I love that. That was my favorite thing about my car, was it was paid off. It was functional, and I've resisted this balance between like, I do want a new car, new to me car, but like the whole, like, we don't have to pay a car payment.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Then we're looking at long trips, going on vacation.
Yeah, and...
Because I don't know how the Thomas family in an airport would be.
Oh, I mean, no. It will happen eventually with Harlan and stuff, but we just needed more space for things. And ideally I've been looking at station wagons, but there's just nothing out there that like made me
there's nothing that pops
happy.
Do better, car industry.
I want a legit old fashioned station wagon.
They don't make those anymore.
They don't. So we end up getting a new car, and I have instant buyer's remorse. Instantly. I got really frustrated. We went in, signed the papers. We did not negotiate, even though I've watched and saved all the TikToks of the car lady who teaches you how to do all of that stuff. We did not do that. It is just,
that's my thing. I'm not a negotiator.
You're not.
You find all. A car that fits your price range. No haggle. Go in and buy it and leave.
Yeah. So we, you know, but I just like blindly like sign things. Like Gary is so impatient that I was like, I was getting my hair done. I was like, as soon as I get my hair done, I'll come home. We'll go look at this car.
No, we had already had it scheduled for that time.
It was actually noon and you were calling me at 10:30, but whatever. And so he's like ready to go. I have not cleaned my car out, nothing. And I drive this car a little bit. And I'm like, oh, I really liked it. He really liked it. We get it. Mm-hmm. I am like unloading my nasty ass car in the
listen
in the parking lot of Dutch's, just like, yeah, well, here, take a Found Charlie shot put in my trunk. But we get it. It was great.
Turned around, drove it right to Nashville, Tennessee.
Yes. It has DVD thingies in it, and Harlan loves DVDs, but he has never had a DVD player. So now this, like, his brain has exploded every time he gets in the car. I take a DVD. Like, he wants to just get in our car to drive around and watch DVDs. And actually, he just wants to, like, take them in and out.
Yeah.
And that's it. So, very occupied. I swore that I would never need a DVD player in a car. And we made it all through. I mean, Charlie's 14.
Charlie never had one.
She never had one. I think we borrowed one on a trip to Florida, possibly. We did something, a computer or something. We borrowed something on a trip to Florida so that we could give her some sort of entertainment technology. But we've made it this far. And now it came with a car. We did not set out for this, but I now have a car payment. That's the moral of that story.
Adulting's hard.
It sucks. I'm not a fan.
So to escape adulting, we went to Nashville with our friends. And truly, we could do a whole podcast just about Nashville. It was
a delightful time.
Like, listen, if you've got friends you've not seen in a while, it's good for your soul. Just get out, go do dumb things with them, be 20 again, or 21 if you did some of the stuff we did. But we went to Nashville. The SEC tournament was in town. UK didn't do so well.
It's still a good time.
But it was 92% Kentucky fans in Nashville.
Oh, yeah. It was weird.
Even at the games, like, shout out Eazy-E.
Yeah.
He went to all the games.
Yeah.
He went so much dedication. He missed out on our Monell's trip.
To go to the games.
Which, if y'all listen to this podcast, all you know, we're a Monell's family. It's the first time we went back-to-back days with Matt and Micah. And then we went last year. We've been to Monell's every year.
Your favorite thing is bringing someone new, like introducing someone to Monell's.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to...
We've done that.
Yeah. So, like, first it was Juan and David, and then this time it was Adam and Giselle, and they got to go eat there for the first time, so... Mm-hmm.
And Seth,
yes. It was delicious. And
delicious. Let's recap our culinary experiences.
Okay, well, I was going to go with Monell's, but go ahead.
We'll finish with that, with a grand finale, because it's great.
Cool. Everybody's dying to hear about our food reviews. I think that's why they tune into this podcast.
Dicey's Pizza came in on a recommendation, And it's my jam. It's the thin crust, almost burnt.
Was it fire brick?
Yeah.
Fire made in a fire?
It's bar. If you're a pizza person, it's a considered a bar pie.
A what?
Bar pie.
Are you saying bar as in B-A-R?
Yes, bar.
Okay.
And while I was there, I got to drink
no idea that you
a unicorn bourbon. I bet Matt Stokes knows what a bar pie is. We watch Dave Portnoy's pizza reviews every day.
Sorry.
So then I got to try
the news.
That's not good for your health.
So you got to try this bourbon. And I feel like 82% of us going to this pizza place was because they had this bourbon bottle. Be honest. Like Gary had gaslit all of us that we all needed.
Yeah, nobody really liked their pizza place.
Pizza in Nashville. Turns out he really was excited because they had this white label bottle of Weller's.
Mm-hmm. Craft your perfect bourbon.
Very excited about it.
Yeah.
He did a little pour there.
Got lots of views on TikTok.
Did it?
Yeah.
I'm not kept up. How many views you got?
Is it like it? Viral? No.
Do you make comment?
No, it was just a couple thousand.
Oh, babe. So many.
So we went to there. So we hit that place up. The next day, staple of Nashville cuisine, Hattie B's. I'm not a fried chicken person. It's just not my thing.
I don't get it.
But I will say Hattie B's, top three fried chicken I've ever had in my life. Two of the best fried chicken I've ever had in my life is in Nashville.
What's the other?
Monell's.
Oh, yeah. So I was super pumped about the sides.
Abby ordered every side.
I did not order every side.
You didn't order every side. You had somebody.
I just persuaded others who were not as adventurous and didn't want as many sides as I wanted because you get two sides.
It was pimento mac and cheese.
Delicious.
Black-eyed pea salad.
Delicious.
Collard greens.
Amazing. They were so good. I didn't even need add vinegar or anything to those. What else did I get?
There's a rumor you could have got a bourbon slushy there, but
We didn't see that. That may be like a summertime treat. Because it was a frozen bourbon cherry slushy. That sound like a cherry Coke bourbons. I'm screwing that up all together. But
it was good. Like the chicken was good. I ate a piece of the hot chicken.
I should not have gotten as much as I gotten. Didn't eat. I took it all home. But
you got eight. Don't worry. There was no food left behind.
There was none. I snacked on it later that evening.
So we go to Nashville in March. Now, our first trip to Nashville for Abby's 40th birthday party was in the summer. We hit Broadway. Our goal was to get a rooftop bar.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't get into any of them. Fast forward to March 2023, the only place we could get was a rooftop bar because it was 35 degrees outside.
So cold. So cold.
But we went back to our old stomping ground, Tootsie's.
Got a table again.
Shout out Tootsie's. God, I love that place.
It is so fun. It is a good time. And the band that was performing was
Double Shot Band.
This guy was like performing on stage, like their interactions with the audience were strong, and I just had this moment where I look over at Gary and I'm like, it's you. Like that
it was twin brothers with mullets.
Yes,
just doing their thing,
just talking the crowd. I mean, obviously they were very talented musicians.
Oh yeah.
But they absolutely knew how to work the crowd and have fun and just complete love for, you could tell they loved like the attention in the show. And I'm like, there you go, Gear. This is like your missed opportunity.
So it sparked some inspiration. My cousin Adam, a talented guitar player, me, top five vocalist in the family. Our Airbnb was literally next door to RCA Records. So we thought if we just played some music, maybe they'd hear us and then invite us over to cut a record. Here's the true story of this trip to Nashville. I drank the entire time. And when I say that, back me up here. I drank the entire time.
It was so much that I kept waiting. And I kept having this feeling like this is going to go bad really fast. Like, because Gary is really good.
I'm good out of the gate.
Good out the gate. And then he hits a place where it's like, nope, you've overdone it. It never happened. He just kept drinking. And so Saturday, knowing like we got to get up the next day, daylight savings is happening, we're going to drive home. Like, I'm not going to go like crazy. Gary, there is no stopping. And then at some point, I'm like, I feel like I need to maintain some sort of cognition because Gary is going to just absolutely fall over because this is now day two of nonstop drinking. No, Saturday was day two.
We started drinking Thursday night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I forgot. You're correct. So, a little nervous that like you were just going to, because I kept waiting, like with your surgery and stuff, you've not
really pushed it.
Pushed that much drinking. And the last time we, like you did try to drink, you were out of town on a business thing and you're like, I got drunk so fast and I just can't hold my, like I can't hold my liquor anymore. So I thought, oh, well, you know, Gary's going to kind of be like a couple sips, good time, you know, pump the brakes guy. But it was impressive. It was impressive to see how much you drank. It was a little scary, a little impressive. Drank so much that I think you had a delayed reaction to the alcohol.
So, yeah.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Didn't drink at all on Sunday. It's the Lord's Day. I had to pay my respects. We get home. We go to bed early. The whole house went to bed early. I'm feeling so good. I wake up. I go to the gym at 4 o'clock in the morning on Monday morning. So I take my pre-workout, start chugging water. I come home, drink some more water. I'm driving to work. I'm like, I don't feel right. I get about halfway there. I'm like, I think I'm drunk. So I get to the office. I'm pounding coffee. I'm like, what the hell? So I look, and it's a thing. You know, it stays in your system because your liver's not processing it as fast. So, yeah, I got...
Lessons were learned, honestly. For free. Lessons were learned. No, it was not free.
But on the day that I didn't drink, we did go to Monell's.
Mm-hmm.
Hour and a half, or hour wait, probably.
45-minute wait.
Posted 45 minutes. We waited an hour. Set our big group down, and we were right on the cusp of going to lunch. Like, it was switching from breakfast to lunch.
Yes.
But if you got there a certain time, you're still going to get breakfast. We'd sat down and started slanging food.
It was wild.
And it was just, so they have Easter dinner. We might go down there for Easter. I tried talking to the office, like, hey, y'all want to go eat lunch? It's like, yeah, where at? It's like, Monell's. Like, where's that at? It's like, Nashville. They're like, I don't think we can swing yet.
Just for a quick...
Like, if we leave at 9, we get down
there. I don't think I would enjoy lunch or
the
meal there. Like, the Easter dinner looked good, but I think I would only want to be there for breakfast. It was so good.
It was so good.
I finally ate a cinnamon roll while I was there. I made room for a cinnamon roll. Were you worried about, like, being able to eat what you wanted to eat there? And then... Like, getting too full.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Like, when I say a little bit, like a fork of everything.
Yeah. Because I was like, that's going to be a real big bummer.
Yeah. I mean, it's cheap enough where I don't feel like it was a wasted trip.
Right. Absolutely not. the experience itself is good too. And yeah. like I said, I think for you, it's fun and exciting to take other people and introduce them to it. And that's
I'm just into sharing, seeing the joy in people's lives, you know?
No, I think you just like to impress your thoughts and opinions on others and you want everybody to adopt your way of thinking and doing. But
you're not wrong
tomato,
on that.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was a.
So are we going to make this like a regular thing or are we going, is it going to be Nashville specific or are we just going to trip?
The SEC tournaments, I don't want to say they signed a multi-year deal there. So it'll be back there every year for a while.
So we're going just for SEC or can we just go to hang out?
I would rather go in a cheaper season.
I had fun like just watching stuff on TV and talking and hanging out.
I had no intentions of going to the basketball
games. I don't necessarily have to be like in Nashville for like SEC.
Yeah.
I just want to hang with friends. Maybe somewhere not there.
Before we
degrees.
Die, let's get on the back on those buses or tractors or whatever they pull down Broadway. Like the bachelorette parties have.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No desire.
Saw a drag bus.
No desire. That drag bus raised like a ton of money toward like their billboards, and I think they're putting there's a picture of Tennessee's governor, I may be saying this incorrectly, in drag from like his past.
Yeah.
And so on the billboards they are going to put up around this, maybe it was Nashville, maybe not Tennessee, I don't know.
Nashville is in Tennessee.
I know, but some political person in drag, they're going to put his picture up while also doing a campaign for foster families, foster kids.
Oh.
And they raised money for foster kids, like a shit ton of money. And I was like, that's the drag bus from TikTok. But I don't know that I have a desire to get on those buses. I don't know.
Listen, we didn't stay in downtown proper. We were on less than a mile. Right? No, 2 miles from Broadway. But a couple of our friends had to walk back. There may have been a text that said, UK lost. This was after the Kentucky game. Their reply was, nah, we're still on the road. Okay.
That is not a trip I would walk
back. Abby has a TikTok I don't think she'll ever share that she created for.
Oh, I'll never share. I try to take like little snippets of our trips together and at the end of the trip put it in a little tiny 2 to 3 minute compilation of just little memories that we can come back to, because right now or last week we were getting pop-up memories from last year's trip.
When we planned this trip. Yeah. Or that's when the seed was planted.
Yeah. So
Nashville's got so much niche stuff. We didn't go down Broadway at all this time. We stayed right at Tootsie's, which is on the corner.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that it's not Broadway proper, that right across from it is the Apple store.
I was like, who's just hanging out? Like, we were on the rooftop and I'm thinking like, who's going, you know what? I need to get to the Apple store. I'm going to like just swing by the one on Broadway. Like, no.
Yeah, I'm going to be down there anyway. Don't even trip. Yeah. It'd be okay.
We were watching some dude. We were going, I think on our way down to Tootsie's. And he was like guy in a suit. So he kind of stood out. Just getting it on one of those scooters that they have everywhere. Like clearly a scooter professional. It made me nervous to watch him weave in and out of traffic. But I thought... I think that's the way you have to travel.
Yeah.
Is park somewhere far away and then ride the scooters.
Yeah, first of all, parking is crazy.
I drove downtown to drop some folks off once. Didn't die. Then had to come back home and parallel park. And I'm a good parallel parker. But I've only parallel parked in my car. So I had a parallel park in this new thing. It's not a car.
It's got a backup camera on it, though.
Didn't help me. I don't know how to use the backup camera. I just don't use it.
You just look at it.
It doesn't make any sense to me. The lines, I'm not really sure what they're there for. I just wait for it to beep and yell at me. I eventually parallel parked. It was it's going to be hard. I'm going to have to do some practicing, get some time in the car, but I think I could. I was proud of myself for driving through Nashville.
The one thing I regret not getting, they had a ice cream sandwich shop. Looked like too much ice cream, though. Like,
that's not a thing. That's never a thing. That's too much ice cream. Who says that?
The ice cream
pussy
to
quitter.
The ice cream to sandwich ratio. The ice cream to the cookie. I don't know. It was probably good. It looked good. I wish.
Some days I don't even understand you. That doesn't even make sense.
I mean, just plain vanilla. But
you could flavor
got
it.
Whatever you wanted. Yeah, that's the only thing we didn't do that.
I will make you an ice cream sandwich here. What's that face?
I'm not opposed to that. But then a couple morning things. We get there Thursday night. We had to wake up early Friday morning for a meeting.
Oh, my God.
At 8 a.m., which all that did, you would think that would make me want to go back to sleep. That made me start drinking earlier.
Yeah, there's nothing like sitting in a room with full of your friends, having your son's IEP Zoom.
We're on a Zoom call, and on the other side of the camera is
debauchery.
Alcohol.
Yeah. Debauchery, total debauchery.
I mean, there was no debauchery going right then. No. Everybody's still asleep.
Yeah, but, oh no, they were like away, kind of sitting in the living room, hanging out. I'm like, do they need to sign the papers too? Should these are Harlan's.
They're all teachers.
This is Harlan's support system.
Yeah. And then time change hits on the way back, so.
Man.
We're already in central time zone, and then
listening to grown adults try to determine what time it was going to be. Like, does it cancel out? We're going to lose an hour, and then we're going to lose another. Did we already lose that hour? Does that double up? Turns out, like, I don't know. I just kept saying, whatever, we're going to get home, it's going to be 4 o'clock. That's all I know. I don't know where the time went into the air somewhere. I'm just not a fan of daylight savings. Like, I like having longer evenings, but I don't know. Why do we have to go? Why do we fall back?
I don't know.
I think that's dumb.
Aren't they trying to do away with it?
Yeah, but which one are they trying to do away with?
I don't know.
The fall or the spring? I want the more daylight.
You want the spring.
I want the, yeah.
Spring forward. You don't want it to be dark at 7 p.m.
No.
Which helps with if you got a young child.
Oh, yeah.
Because when it switches, kind of those things.
He's like, no, it's not.
It's dark. Morning time.
It's morning time.
And you
it's
can't
so
really
sunny
argue out with him because it's light
you,
outside.
You get blackout curtains, which you can do.
That's. I'm going to Texas, and it's in central time zone. So going there, it's a 2-hour flight, but I get there, and it'll be like, I've only been gone for an hour.
So, like, some people don't even practice the daylight savings thing. Like, some states don't. They don't even recognize it.
I don't know.
I support that.
But then coming back, you know, you get hit with the, not only am I changing time, but I don't know, just.
It won't be as bad as, like, when you came home from California, though.
No.
Like, you'll feel fine.
It'll be midnight again anyway, so.
Is it really?
Yeah.
You're not getting home till that late?
Yeah.
Leaving me.
But I didn't stay an extra day. We set it to where we'd come home the last day of the conference.
Thank you.
Yeah. Because
so we
growing pains in multiple travels, right? Mm-hmm. Last year, I had one I drove to, then two we flew to.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you drive that extra day, you need it. Because you know you're gonna be in a car for the. It's not like you're getting on a plane. You're home in a couple hours. You know, you stay that extra night. You wake up early and you go. You're well rested. You know, you don't get up early, do the whatever it is all day, and then try to leave at 5 p.m. and
right.
You know. So the first trip we drove was fine, and then when we went to California, we were like, "Oh, we'll just stay an extra day." You know, well, what we found out, most people leave. They're flying, leave that. You know, when the conference is over. Now, we had good experiences networking and hanging out with the people that remained. But there's just, then that last day, our flights were both midday, so we check out of the hotel and we just sat at the airport, you know.
All day, yeah.
And then we were flying Southwest, and they don't fly direct anywhere. So
they don't even know what they do, so give them a break. They at least flew somewhere.
So my next two trips are direct flights.
You're so fancy.
They're the exact same flight both times. I'm going to the exact same place two times in a row. The flights leave at the same time on the same day of the week, and I come home.
I'm sure that's like a thing in the business world. Like I'm sure.
Yeah, like there's that's in their schedule.
You're just not accustomed.
But I've got an hour and a half presentation.
I'm proud of you. It'll be exciting.
But think about nobody wants to hear anybody talk for an hour and a half.
I think you want to hear you talk for an hour and a half.
Yeah, but I'm worried about entertaining a crowd. I mean, I got a tight 30. I can keep them on their toes for 30 minutes after that.
No, what you'll do is like insult people for a little while, make everyone uncomfortable, then throw in some knowledge. It's wild.
Oh, there will be some.
Some knowledge shared.
There'll be some knowledge. There'll be some cracks at some people in the crowd. But I'm in Texas, and this is a crowd that I've never, this is the first time I've ever been there. So I know like four people that are going. So,
spoiler alert,
those four people get in the business.
You're going to work them over.
Yeah. But
so
in the fall,
go ahead.
Orlando. Oh my God. I'm taking you with me.
We'll see.
Hold on. I'm officially inviting you to go with me. Stay an extra day. We'll hit up the parks.
We'll see.
Oh my God.
Got to check my schedule. It's like Gary going on this has been planned for a while. Like
January. I booked my tickets January 4th.
And we ended this weekend. Harlan ended his ABA. And so he's cured. Guys, autism's over. It's been a good run.
The curse is broken.
He no longer medically qualifies for ABA. They basically can't do anything else for him. So when we had this conversation about like what his end date would be, it was like, okay, I guess that's his end date. And you know, we just didn't pay attention. I think we were so focused on it was
first
ending.
Of all, when it came to an end, it, not to discount what the work they did there.
Right.
But it was such a crutch for us as childcare.
Right. Right. So I shared this on Facebook. Like I was super cynical, hesitant about ABA, just completely based on shit I read on the internet.
I took a class and it shit talked ABA.
Yes. So there is a corner of the world, for right or for wrong, that is very anti-ABA from autistic people saying it's wrong, whatever. So at my very just critical self, I said, you know, at least we get insurance covered childcare and we are going to give it a try.
Yeah.
Turns out it was, you know, for us, for our kid, based on the people that he was with.
That's the key, I believe.
I 100%. He has had the best people who've loved and poured into him. They have been patient with us.
They came to our house and potty training.
We've had caregiver trainings. Like the whole system has been, you know.
Yeah, me and Abby didn't graduate from caregiver yet.
No, we still have to go back. I think they really are concerned about us.
No.
It ends up being the best thing for him. And I can't even, to this day, tell you like exactly what it looked like. I mean, we've never seen it really in action other than the potty training and a few videos that we've seen of him, but he would get a goal and he would meet that goal. Like, and they would work on that goal until it was met. Whether it was like, there were some academic goals, there were a lot of social things for Harlan, and we are still
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Using his IEP to meet a lot of his, and I think he will always be that because of autism. He'll always need some social emotional development and growth. And
if you think about it, 2 years ago this week, we sat in these very chairs and and didn't know what was going to happen.
No.
And so we've been 2 years since his diagnosis, and it's been the craziest, like, because you don't know. In that podcast I talked about, it was like getting told you have cancer. Well, what kind? You don't know.
No one. It.
So Harlan was basically nonverbal when he started ABA, and he has blossomed. First of all, you won't shut up now, and he's this social butter. They call him the governor
at ABA.
Yeah, they call him the governor, and he just he's got this personality where he's like me. You know, he's got to be the center of attention. He is extremely intelligent, dashingly good looking. But it's his way. Like, and that's where we're chipping away. He's going to have a new therapist to help him with some of the behavior things. Because this little bastard's going to kindergarten.
Yeah. We started intake for an actual therapist. Like, not just a BT, not a...
Yeah, ABA not... Therapist. This is not like an... This is just a... Somebody to help him with his emotions.
Again, the goal being working on, like, he can recognize his emotions. It's just he reacts super fast with that. And it's so primal. And I think the hard part is, you know, when you're trying to, the part I struggle with the most is when we are trying to understand what it is, like when we're like, well, what do you want us to work on? Like, I don't know, because honestly, to me, it's fine. I can function with this kid.
Yeah, he's
exactly the way he is when he is at home. I know what to expect. I know what to do. Things are great. But where my anxiety sits comes from a place of, I know what the world will expect of him. I know what school looks like for him.
And yeah, so this kid ain't sitting still for 8 hours a day.
No. And a part of me doesn't want him to, ever. And so that's where I struggle. What is appropriate? Like, schools are not... I love education, and I love what I do with the deepest passion. But the education model is not built for a neurodivergent person at all. And a lot of our people are neurodivergent. Whether, you know, Harlan will probably, in the coming months, get an ADHD diagnosis tagged onto his autism. We're going through that process, that evaluation next.
Family prescription of Ritalin or Xanax.
And the funniest thing is the way that this is so true. I would love to talk to other families that when one or more of their children get an autism or any type of neurodivergent diagnosis, you just look around, you're like, shit, we're all fucked up. Like, we all have it. Like, I have never been more convinced that, like, I think I have ADHD. So does Charlie, you know.
My therapist told me I did.
Gary has been told he has it, you know. So we think about those things and what that looks like, and just having a better name and recognition of it. And I know the controversy of, like, TikTok, diagnosing people now and just making that more in the forefront of people's minds, but it just makes you super aware as you're thinking about, like, how he reacts to things, how he processes things. It's just, he does it bigger. He does it with
explosion,
like zero. His emotions, they swing big. And that's just not conducive to being in the real world. And so we want him to be in the real world. We want him to have a functional life, whatever that looks like. And so now we start kind of adapting to a place where he can do that. And it's scary because at ABA, like, they know he's everybody in there is autistic.
Yeah.
So it's all good. But now I know that it's going to be different and hard when he's at school, and he may be one or two of the autistic kids in class. And yeah.
But what he lacks in behavior control, he makes up in creativity, because he got an iPad for Christmas. They're just preloaded with regular, when an iPad comes on. He has, in the last, I would say, month, started editing his own videos. And how he learned this is the videos that he chooses to watch, which are not targeted to autistic kids, but they play into what they like. It's
has DVD to be openings,
it's mashups, it's all this other stuff.
Game recognizes game. It's like Moth to the Flame, man. He finds them.
So some of these videos have a watermark on them from the editing software. Mm-hmm. We downloaded that editing software.
He found it and downloaded it.
And then he's dropping in his own videos. He once he learns how to screenshot, game's over.
He doesn't know yet.
He doesn't know how to screenshot. But what he does is he asks us to take a picture, or like pull up a picture, and he takes a picture of it with his mm-hmm. with his iPad. Or he films, makes his own video of the video on TV. And I sit there and watch him, and it's like he gets in this zone, and he is dry. I mean, just creating. He is, that whatever's in his brain is just, like, you can tell he's redlined. It's pure concentration.
Mm-hmm. And he knows exactly, like, he will pop open the emojis, for example, and it's not like he's popping it open and just casually finding something. When it pops open, he is with intentionality looking for a specific emoji, and it's a different one every time. There's not a real pattern to it. So it's really interesting to see him create using that iPad. And so, you know, we've tried to cut down a lot on the YouTube because...
And this has cut down on that.
Yes. And I feel like it's okay. You know, I know a lot of conversations are happening right now in society about our kids and their screen time.
I'm like the Gary Vaynerchuk person.
Yeah.
Like, I think time limit, as far as cutting off before you go to bed, that, but what you do while you're on it, that's where the world's at.
So I just listened to Pantsuit Politics kind of talk through this too, and the AI, and that brings in a lot of different conversations. But to not acknowledge what we can do creatively with the screens, you know, and that's what he's doing, is something creative, and he's comfortable in that world. And who the hell knows that this could be a place for him? Like, if that's where his happiness is, and he can create a career out of that.
Oh, for sure.
Or doing something out of that.
Having him edit this podcast.
Then, you know, that's the goal, right? That's the whole goal anyway. So, you know, and I'm sure, because I do have screen limits on Char.
I'm sure she's figured out how to get around it.
She still has to come to me for a password to get certain things. It is not an issue of safety in terms of, like, I think that she's going to
get human trafficked.
Yeah, that's not it. It's not, I don't even know that she would watch anything completely inappropriate, because all in all, she has always had a pretty strong moral compass. Now, she may totally screw me over, and I anticipate it. She's going to do something stupid. She will do something dumb in the next few years. You know, and I'm not saying that, like, it just, she's a teenager, you know, she's going to screw up. But I worry about just knowing our behaviors and our addictive tendencies and stuff. Mm-hmm. I want to protect her from that, because she, like, when she latches onto something, she loves it. And I could see her watching, you know, 30 hours of Dateline and never looking up, thinking it's real, real news. So we do have those screen times, and I still have not, and I don't know when or how, but I cannot bring myself to giving her social media yet.
Yeah, I think that's the.
And so when we talk about
TikTok,
like,
though.
She does have TikTok, but that is not, and I know their socialization on TikTok. I'm not a freaking idiot, but it's not something that is deeply based in likes and the whole, like,
we just limit her account to Keith Lee.
Yes, that's all she needs.
That's all anybody needs on TikTok, really.
So my favorite TikToks right now are the ones that are spoofing, talking, discussing the whole TikTok, the Congress interviewing people about TikTok, right? And so they've got this.
It's worse than the Facebook, than when Zuckerberg got.
The woman, she writes spy on her forehead, and she's like, I am a spy, and this is what we found. And so she basically, like, just gives an overview of the most popular shit on TikTok, and, like, we have found that all small businesses are staying open because of this man named Keith Lee. And it's hilarious. It's just, serious shit goes down.
I was supposed to interview I had interacted with Keith Lee years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
The TikTok guy.
Yeah.
That does the food.
He's an MMA fighter, yes.
Yeah,
he was nobody. Like, he was just an
average. Did you interview him?
We communicated and didn't happen. Or his fight failed. I can't remember.
Hit him up. Talk to him again. We've got nothing to offer. Will he review? I will make him an ice cream sandwich.
Review this podcast, Keith. I'm going to listen to this podcast. I'm going to rate it 1 through 10.
He's got a great voice. So he's found his niche. But yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, listen, I saw a guy said he created an account and emailed his senator about the hearings.
Mm-hmm.
And said that he was against the TikTok ban, and anyway, he said he looked it up. There was his senator had asked 63 minutes worth of questions, as opposed to 22 minutes of answer from the CEO. He said that seems like an interview. They're like, this is not an interview; it's a hearing. He said there's a lot of hearing from there, but not a lot of talking from the
right, right.
There's a TikTok of the CEO talking about how his kids are not allowed to have TikTok.
Right. Majority of your people.
And how create. If you have a child, like most social medias, and I know this is with Twitch, I don't know about Facebook and Instagram, but 13 is like the jump off point.
Sure.
Under 13, no. Mm-hmm. And from 13 to 18, as a parent, you can limit what they see on there.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about the difference in the algorithm in China in China as compared to here, but.
And it is a prescribed algorithm, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like in China, it promotes education and not this dumb shit we got over here. But what I feel what TikTok does better than anything is present you with what you want to see.
Yes.
Once it figured, like mine starting out was pretty whack, but now it's pretty spot on. So much so, here's where the spying comes in. Me and Abby get served the same ones about the same topics.
All the time.
Yeah.
And it's because we're sharing with each other.
We're sharing the Wi-Fi. It's hacked our Wi-Fi. The motherfucker asking if. Does it connect to Wi-Fi? And the guy's like, yes, it needs a connection. Can it connect to any other appliances in the house?
I want that face that he makes just played over and over again, and it makes me cry because I am absolutely certain I myself, as an educator of teenagers, make that face at least one time a day when the dumbest question gets asked, and I know that I have to keep it together because I can't crush this child's soul in front of everybody. So I have to look up do a little prayer, do a little grounding before I answer the question.
I'm telling you, bro.
As nicely as possible. Some days I can't. Some days my sarcasm just wins over, intrusive thoughts win, and you just have to
just keep on.
Tell them that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I saw the Billy Madison.
Yes. I think that's one we both got served the same time.
We are all now dumber having heard you talk. My college professor, next door neighbor, mentor, Kathy Mincy, used to say that she would love, and this is pre-cell phone, pre-anything, like she would love if she could press a button some days and just play that part of Billy Madison to some students. It's like, turns out now you can. It would be frowned upon, though.
Yes.
So.
The content that it's creating for TikTok.
Yeah.
And then I saw the TikTok where it basically was all the allegations against TikTok.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to prove it right. And I go, wait, no, that's Facebook.
Well, I'm not a conspiracy person, but.
I don't know.
It's very interesting.
I'm like Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley, I saw this on TikTok.
This is the TikTok segment sponsored by TikTok. Sorry.
They were the new president of the NCAA is the former governor of Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about consumer protection on name and likeness and how they needed to go to the politicians to get everybody on board. And Charles Barkley's like, he said, that pisses me off.
I think he used the word terrible.
He said they're terrible people.
No.
Terrible. They're all crooks. Democrats,
I don't understand.
Republicans, they're all crooks.
What's the likeness thing? I don't understand what you're saying.
That's how they get paid. That's how college athletes are getting paid. NIL. Name, image, likeness.
Oh.
That's what, you know, there's millionaire college athletes in the NCAA now. But it's so different for each team and who you are. Obviously, and that's just the market. You know, if you're a superstar, if you're Will Levis and you're on LA billboards and Morgan & Morgan, think, you know, you're getting banged. But if you're the
walk on Abby Thomas,
or if you're just the starting guard, you know, right. the offensive lineman is probably not the same allure.
I am so excited to see. Sorry, my brain jumped. I'm excited to see what college admissions looks like for some of these small, I know they're not small schools, like I know that they're not tiny schools, but these non, you know, big state
seven
schools.
Seven of the eight teams in the Elite Eight have never won the national championship.
Right. I'm really excited to see, because I feel like that does connect often, that admissions go up because of that. I wonder if that stands true today with college being as spendy as it is, but I'm just curious to see what happens with some of these smaller schools, comparatively speaking.
Yeah.
Now that they have this large, gigantic exposure.
Like this March Madness has been just that madness.
So
Abby's
fun.
Bubble was busted day one.
I sat down this year and we have a pool at school and sometimes I just don't participate. For somebody who played basketball, it is well documented.
You didn't care what happened. You didn't know.
I was there for a good time. I don't know why. I don't know. My sense of competition and understanding of the sport, like to study it, I just didn't. This is something we have explored in the therapies, is how I can just play this duality of like, I'm an athlete, but I'm not like 100,000% in.
I don't know stats. How many points you score? I don't know.
I am an English teacher, but I'm not someone who sits down. I have not read every Shakespeare play out there. Right. And so
that's
like,
all you're going to be allowed to read next year.
Shit. When they find out what's in Shakespeare, we are not like
Oedipus.
Charlie is reading Hamlet right now. And so we were at lunch today. I was like, so how are you liking Hamlet? She's like, that shit is weird. I was like, yes, man. It is.
Well, Bill Shakespeare wasn't the best. I don't know why he's so highly regarded.
But he has some pretty twisty stories, but it's so funny because,
I feel
you
like
know,
Quentin Tarantino would be way better or at least similar.
He's pretty
you think
similar.
About Shakespeare wrote these plays that
but did he?
Sorry, were like the movies of the day.
Right.
And, you know, right. That's what, they were the blockbusters.
But
and now, like, think if Romeo and Juliet came out today, they'd be like, that's mid.
Yeah.
That's not very good.
It yeah, to get their attention sometimes, it takes a lot. Yeah,
you have to kill more than Romeo and Juliet.
It was so funny. We read The Crucible this year, which they always end up enjoying. But even, I don't know, they were like, that's it? That's it? I'm like, he...
Season two.
Died. He is dead. The main character
way to spoil
died.
The Crucible for those that haven't read it. Or watch the movie.
My bad. But it's just so funny. Their desensitization is bananas. But anyway, I'm excited to see. So I get in this pool. I actually sit down and give it some thought. Okay.
Had you watched a college basketball game at all?
Yes.
I mean, obviously so, we watched UK. While we
and
were in
I kind of gave it, you know, just some like, I'm like going to play like, yeah, I'm going to throw an upset in over here. And I did the whole like, no, hate them. I'm not letting them go any further. You know, stupid shit like that. I have a friend, an English teacher friend. She sits down and completely selects it based on mascots.
On the toughness of the mascot.
Yes. Like, this mascot would beat this mascot. Hands down. And then she'd be like, oh, no, I like them. And that's how she did it. She is not a basketball sportsy person whatsoever. She could tell you anything and everything you need to know about horses, though. She's brilliant. But I look up and, you know, for the first three updates, homegirl is leading us. And she has, like, she's in a pool with all of these coaches and super sportsy fans. And that is how that works. You're not going to get the perfect bracket. But it makes it so much more fun as that's going on. I kind of wish Charlie did one and just threw some names down there.
Ooh, I just dropped bad. I'm done.
Are you done?
Yeah.
I've not even looked at it in a while.
I don't even think I've got one team left.
I'm pretty sure I'm completely out at this point.
I've got to have... What is today? I need Texas to win tomorrow.
Tejas. Go Tejas.
And that's the last game I have. That would be my only Final Four team. So and I have them in the national championship.
So for the
game.
First time ever, I not only joined the school one's just like a free, fun, bragging rights only pool, but we also do you can throw $5 into another and get put into another one. And I was like, I'm gonna do that this year. I'm not going to really care about it this year and pay attention. And it was just a complete crap show. So, whatever.
Yeah. It's crazy. But it spring's here. We're going to do a podcast every week.
We are?
Yeah.
We got up today. Charlie had a track meet. And I like...
It's warm out.
It's warmer than it has been. The wind is stupid. I don't get that. I don't know what... Part of global warming that is. But I got down to the track meet. It was great. I was in sunshine for 2 hours. I got to work the shot put pit, so I got a little like
you just measure
that. Yeah, I was the one closest to the ring, so no, somebody else did on the outside. Yeah. I just did the actual.
You just held the butt end of the tape.
Yeah. So which was good because you don't have to pay attention as closely because the other person has to watch where the yeah. Shot put hits. I just got to.
I've seen some bad markers.
Oh,
in my day.
Yeah. You go to some of these middle school and high school meets, they are not even close.
This is trying to be as sensitive as I can. There was a girl with Down syndrome one time marking. I was like, this legit?
And then
like,
she walked off and left. That's the one that
she just left.
She just walked away and left mid competition. I was like, So. It was good, like serotonin kind of thing, like, you know, competition, sunshine.
Sunshine.
And then I get home and they're mowing. So I smell like our
fresh grass.
And I just came in. I was like, this, I love it. And then I took a nap because 42 hormones, whatever.
No, before the nap, Harlan, love his heart, found him a pet.
Oh my God.
Worm named Beanie.
Harlan and I have started, ever since he was little, we go look for ants outside. He loves ants. He has always loved them. And we have this set of rocks in our yard. I don't know what they're there for. I think at one point it could have been a driveway or something. And we go and lift the rocks up and we go looking for ants. And today we went to look for ants. And I was like, Harlan, this is a worm. And at first he wanted nothing. He was like, that's a snake. It's like, no, this is a worm. And he holds his hand out and he wanted me to put it in his hand. And instantly, like, oh, hi, this is Beanie. And I've always said that Harlan gives me Lenny vibes.
And it was confirmed.
Because he will love something to death. And he refused to put that freaking worm down, brings it inside the house, locks me outside so that he can be inside with the worm, because at one point I tried to talk him into putting the worm outside for a nap because it was looking a little shriveled, but he showed it the iPad. He even got mad. He said, oh, Beanie, this is the upstairs. I'm going to take you to upstairs, which means downstairs.
Yeah, he's coming down
It makes
here.
No sense, but he insisted to bring Beanie downstairs.
Then Beanie passed away. And then Abby was accused of killing Beanie.
He's dead. Mom did it. Kill that freaking worm. Try to save the damn thing.
I don't think he'd like fishing.
Both of our kids had weird. Charlie kept a dead lightning bug on her bedside named Chuni, and on a cotton ball in like a little tiny piece of Tupperware. Chuni lived dead as shit for a week.
Yeah.
Such weird kids are so funny. I did the lightning bugs in a jar.
Yeah.
I don't think I never kept like snakes or butterflies.
In my head, I would
crawdads.
I always
want to
do catches so many lightning bugs, they could be my nightlight. Did you have a nightlight growing up?
Mm-mm.
I had a nightlight.
No. No.
No.
Maybe I did. Damn, I don't know.
Who's to say?
I think we need one now. I want something, because now that we're old and we get up in the middle of the night to pee, I don't want to turn the light completely on, but also I'm not spry enough to see in the dark. And I think I need a little light in the bathroom, but I don't want to turn the lights completely on because I don't want to completely wake up. Because once... staying asleep is so hard now.
Because you gotta wake up. We went to lay down and take a nap. Abby's like, oh, I'm gonna pee before I take a nap. And she wakes up, she's like, I gotta pee. I was like, you just peed.
I'm old, man. I'm trying to get my water in. I'm trying to stay hydrated. My skin needs it. Went to Walmart tonight, find more skincare shit. Like, I don't even know. Like, I don't know what we're doing with our... If you go and like Google or try to search or TikTok or Facebook or whatever, like products for skincare, it is freaking overwhelming. Like what all people, like I need under eye shit, but that's a completely, it's overwhelming. I don't even know what to do. So I give up on stuff like that. That's how I was with like, I'm pretty sure I'm supposed to take a probiotic, but I'm like, if you go and Google that, completely overwhelming. There's no like one standout like this is what you should do, or if that's even what you should do. So I could get completely lost in the whole supplement world and think that I want that and that's what I need. But when you get down like to start taking all that shit, I don't know. I think this is like our generation problem, maybe, because I'm sure a shit.
Everybody's looking for that something.
Well, I don't think like our parents took fucking like, were they in their 40s, like digging around for supplements and thinking about like skincare and like pretty sure people, like women, probably just used, what is that shit? Like cold cream or something on their face. Like, I don't know. Maybe they did. But that whole world is just insane. Like,
we should create something.
And just say that it's like.
You remember when Mark Bell did that in Bigger, Stronger, Faster? He hired the Mexicans and he made his own supplements.
Yes.
Because there's no FDA regulation.
That's crazy.
Shout out to our friends in Australia who've been listening.
Hello.
Australia, New Zealand coming in strong too. Napier City, New Zealand, holler. I'm looking at our international people.
I know. You've been over there studying something, well, just, and I can't. It's like it's,
you know, looking in India at the seven cities, which I can't, I don't even want to pronounce.
Please don't.
If you're in Brussels.
Don't say anything.
Calicoon City, Philippines. Look at this map. All the blue places. Oh, I'm touching the screen. Our places That's in the world crazy. That people listen to. So we've touched you metaphorically. Let me pause that. If we've reached you beyond the walls of this makeshift studio down here, we appreciate you.
Thank you.
Hopefully you find some value in this. Even if it is just to
make fun of us, that's fine.
Make yourself feel better. I don't know.
At least we're not screwed up as them. We're way more exciting and more fun than them.
Say a little prayer for Abby. I'll be gone for 3 days.
Yeah, I was getting to that earlier, that when we made all these plans and Harlan ends ABA,
yeah. We
look at the calendar and we're like, oh, shit. Gary will be gone the first week.
Charlie's got to track me while I'm gone.
We have no child care, like no formal child care. We're just like piecing together.
And we're like, it's an awkward week because the next week's spring break.
Yeah. So we just need to like.
Didn't we talk Bert Kreischer into coming on our podcast while he's in town?
I think we should.
He follows me on Twitter. Does he follow you on Twitter too.
Well, I mean, it's going to happen. He just stop in, have some bourbon, sit in the water basement and hang out with us.
No, we'd have to take it to him. He's going to veer too far from Lexington.
You never know.
Think he lives on his bus?
Probably.
We'll find out. Well, I'll hit him up.
I can't imagine what it's going to be like to see a comedy show in Rupp Arena.
We saw him in progression.
Mm-hmm.
Saw him at Comedy Off Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
200 people. Saw him at the Ryman.
You think 200 people are in Comedy Off Broadway?
Yeah, 150, 200 people. Then a couple thousand probably at the Ryman, and then however many seats Rupp holds.
It's wild. Like, I just in general, like anybody, like seeing a comedy show with that large a venue is going to be
different.
Like different and it's exciting. So, and
if you've never been to a comedy club, do that. Start there.
Because
it's so like intimate, you're packed in, mm-hmm. and you're like, right there.
I just prop my feet up on the stage while Theo Vaughn performed, you know. I like that environment.
Yeah, we need to go back. Let's catch another trip back.
For sure.
Well, this brings us to the conclusion of our...
We have come to the end of the
monthly
road.
Update.
We need one that's like less updating, more like themey, topic-y. I don't know.
We'll get on track. If you want to give us a review, hit that, whatever app you listen to, Spotify, iTunes.
My car had Stitcher in
it. Yeah, already programmed in.
Oh, I was like, that's me. I like Stitcher.
I had Pandora, too. I forget people still listen to Pandora.
I have not listened to Pandora in a bazillion years.
So much better. So many better things out there than Pandora.
You think?
I think so.
Do you think it's monetized now?
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's probably a way that you make it your own.
Like ad-free or something.
Yeah. But have a great week, guys. Tell a friend about us. Come back and see us next week. Yep. We love you.
Love you.
And I love you.
I love you.
Until next week. Toodaloo.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Close Enough.
Leave us a like on our Facebook page and follow us on Instagram at Close Enough Pod.
Consider giving us a share and review on whatever platform you found us on.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.